Well, hi everyone, this is Jackie Bond here, welcoming you to Let the Good Times Roll on Rocket Radio. Now, if you can recall and cast your mind back to last year, a very good friend of Rocket Radio and a good friend of mine too, Minnie Rogers, presented her first broadcast here with some really great rockabilly on Let the Good Times Roll. Well, my friends, she's back. Really back. And she's back this time with her surf and rock special. We've got great instrumentals from Dick Dale. Really back. And she's back this time with her surf and rock special. We've got great instrumentals from Dick Dale, the Fireballs and the Belairs, and the twangy guitar man, Dwayne Eddy. Rocking vocals from the Beach Boys, of course, Jan and Dean and Bobby Fuller. And if you like surf music, then you are in for a real treat. So, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the Minnie Rogers Show Surf and Rock Special.
Jackie Bond's Gone Surfing with Minnie Rogers on the decks.
Thank you. Hello again, listeners. It's Minnie Rogers here. I'm very grateful to Jackie Bond for letting me loose on his decks again to bring you this surf rock special. We'll be catching a wave or two, shooting some curls, cutting back and hanging ten for the next hour or so. First up, you heard The Safaris with Wipeout from 1963 on Dot Records. Next up, The Beach Boys, Stoked, also from 1963, from the album Surfing USA. And finally, from 1962, Dick Dale and the Deltones with Missirlou. This was featured in the film Pulp Fiction.
Bustin' some surfboards with three songs back to back.
Thank you.
That was The Ventures with No Trespassing. Before that, The Hunters with Teen Scene, the band actually originating from Hertfordshire in the UK. And before that, The Gamblers, Moondog, covered by the Beach Boys 2 years later. All three of those were from 1960.
Catch in a Wave with Minnie Rodgers on Rocket Radio.
Let's go trekking!
heard back-to-back Dick Dale and the Deltones with Let's Go Tripping from 1961, followed by the Beach Boys with Surf Jam from the album Surfing Safari, and finally the Fireballs with Panic Button. Interesting fact, the band actually took their name from Jerry Lee Lewis's Great Balls of Fire.
Hi, this is Billy Vera, host of Billy Vera's Rock and Roll Party on Rocket Radio. If you're listening to The Rocket, I know that you love the music of the 50s and 60s. So why not relive the golden age of Top 40 radio by picking up some cool air checks from the Rocket Radio Launching Pad, our online store. We've got hundreds of actual off-the-air broadcasts of the radio stations and DJs that you grew up with, complete with the jocks, commercials, jingles, and all the great music from the era. Check out the Rocket Radio Launching Pad by clicking on the link located at the top left of the homepage at rocketradio.net. You'll also be able to get old shows from your favorite Rocket DJs, and you can get your very own Rocket Radio t-shirt. How cool is that?
Get your toes on the nose for these next top tunes.
Crazy man.
Radio with the Surf Rock Special.
We'll be right back.
just heard three back-to-back, The Royal Jokers, Vibrations from 1960. This track kind of reminds me of the Batman theme and I just love it, released on Fortune Records. Next up was The Safaris with Point Blank from 1963. And finally, The Ventures with Perfidia from 1960.
Hot Doggin' Classics on the Mini Rogers Surf Rock Special.
I'm having a nervous breakdown. My middle is shaking down. My hands start to shiver. Woo! I see my knees start to quiver. My whole body's in a dither. I'm having a nervous breakdown. You're a total wreck. I'm having a nervous breakdown. My middle is shaking down. See my hands out of shiver. Woo! See my knees out of quiver. My whole body's in a dither. I'm having a nervous breakdown. Myself another debt. I'm a heaven on nervous breakdown. My middle is shaking down. See my hands out of shiver. Woo! See my knees out of quiver. My whole body's in a tither. I'm a heaven on nervous breakdown.
Thank you. Should've heard the whine from a screaming machine. I flew past the freyish rocks and crimson pipe, and all the deck could see were my six-tailed lights. He passed me at Doheny, then I started to squirt, but I pulled her out, and there we were at Dead Man's.
Well, the last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve, and then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Won't come back from Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve. Dead Man's Curve. Dead Man's Curve.
So, from the top, that was Bobby Fuller with Nervous Breakdown. This track reminds me a little of Eddie Cochran's Summertime Blues. It's quite 1950s sounding, but vocally very much like Buddy Holly. That was followed by Dick Dale and the Deltones with Deltone Rock. And finally, Jan and Dean with Dead Man's Curve from 1964. They collaborated with Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys on a dozen or so hits, including this one, which reached number 8 on the Billboard Singles Chart.
It's time to wax down your big guns and listen to this.
Surfing is the only life, the only way for me now. Surf, surf with Bob, Bob, dip, 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 Bob, Bob, dip, dip. I got up this morning, turned on my radio. I was checking out the surfing scene to see if I would go. And when the DJ tells me that the surfing is fine, that's when I know my baby and I will have a good time. Surfing is the only life, the only way for me now. Surf, surf with me. From the early morning to the middle of the night, anytime the surf is up, the time is right. And when the surf is down to take its place, we'll do the surfer stomp. It's the latest dance craze. Surfing is the only life, the only way for me now. Surf, surf with me. Now the dawn is breaking and we really gotta go, but we'll be back here very soon, that you better know. Yeah, my surfing knots are rising and my board is losing wax, but that won't stop me, baby, 'cause you know I'm coming back.
Going surfing, off the trip, surfing, off the trip, surfing, off the trip, surfing, off the trip, trip, off the trip, trip, off the trip, surfing, off the trip, surfing, off the trip.
Surfing is the only life, the only way for me now. Come on, pretty baby, and surf with me, yeah.
Boom, off the trip, trip, off the trip.
Thank you.
And that was three in a row, starting with the Beach Boys' Surfing from 1962 from the album Surfing Safari. The album spent 37 weeks in the US charts, peaking at number 32. That was followed by the Champs with Tequila from 1957. Originally the B-side for Train to Nowhere, it wasn't until a DJ played the flip side that the single actually reached number one on the Billboard charts in 1958. And finally, the Safaris with Surfing Drums from 1963.
Hey there, worldwide oldies lovers. This is Bill Green, your host for Rock and Roll Retrospective here on Rocket Radio. And if you're not a member of our listeners club, well, what are you waiting for? As a member, you'll get a weekly email with information on the great programs that have been uploaded during the past week. You'll also get details on the happenings here at the Rocket, along with links to some great music sites. Of course, it's free, and we promise that you won't get spammed. So come on board. Sign up and become an official member of the premier Internet only station, Rocket Radio.
Rocket Radio.
Early in the morning we'll be starting out. Some honeys will be coming along. surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
Another three there, starting with Dwayne Eddy and the Rebels and Peter Gunn. Originally the theme to a Private Eye TV series, it was originally released in 1958 and then again in 1961. That was followed by Jan and Dean and Tell 'Em I'm Surfing from 1964. Jan and Dean, a favourite duo of our very own Jackie Bond. And finally, the Beach Boys with Surfing Safari from 1962 from the album of the same name.
Pull up your baggies and let's go surfing.
Thank you. stuck as sharp as a knife. Well, now, do you remember all the guys that gave us rock and roll? Chuck Berry's gotta be the greatest thing that came along. Chopping didn't get very far.
Goodness gracious, big balls of fire.
Nothing's really moving till the saxophone's ready to blow. And the beat's not jumping till the drummer says he's ready to go. Well, now do you remember all the guys that gave us rock and roll? Let's hear the high voice wail.
Let's hear the background.
And that was the Beach Boys with Do You Remember from 1964, from the album All Summer Long. It's got a real boogie-woogie feel to it, and it feels like a who's who of rock and roll. And before that was the Safaris with Walk Don't Run from 1963, from the album Wipeout on Dot Records. Another very familiar song, which I'm sure most of you would know and recognise. And finally, the Bel-Airs with Mr. Moto from 1961.
Stay tuned. You're in the lineup for some heavies.
Yeah.
another trio of tracks there, starting with the Safaris with Wild Weekend, followed by the Tornadoes with Bustin' Surfboards from 1962. These chaps were from Redlands, California. Nice beach atmosphere on that one. And finally, Jan and Dean with Surf City from 1963. This got to number one on the Billboard Singles Chart. Well, we've come to the end of our Surf Rock special, so I'd just like to say a big thanks to Jackie Bond, and also a special thanks to the big man at Rocket Radio, Benny Dingo, and also thanks to fellow DJ Lane Quigley. Thanks, guys. To play us out, here's a track by Santo and Johnny from way back in 1959, two brothers from Brooklyn, New York, one of the biggest hits of the golden age of rock and roll. You've been listening to Minnie Rogers, and here is Sleepwalk. Good night, all.